Chapter 10. The Radiant's Remedy. Oh no! The spot in the field where Trixie's wagon had been parked for the past few days was now decidedly empty. All that remained were a few wayward playing cards and a glowing trail of Glopaz dust.
She's gone!
Pinkie Pie squealed in genuine shock. The pink pony began to poke around the bushes as if she were playing a game of hide-and-seek.
Like, gone, gone!
Where do you think she could have gone? Rainbow Dash wondered aloud as Applejack kicked the dirt with her hoof and leaned down to inspect a piece of Glopaz. She couldn't have gotten too far. Twilight looked off into the distance. If the curse has taken effect enough for her to be leaving a trail, then her hoof should be getting pretty heavy by now. In fact, the more Trixie used her magic, the faster the curse would take full effect. Twilight hoped that the unicorn was being judicious with her spells. Starlight and Rarity came galloping across the field. They looked like they'd seen a ghost on Nightmare Night.
There you are!
Starlight exclaimed to her group of friends.
Rarity and I have been looking all over for you.
Do you know where Trixie is? Asked Twilight, feeling anxious. They may not have always gotten along, but the last thing Twilight wanted was for anything to happen to her.
We need to find her right away.
Rarity's eyes darted around nervously.
She's gone to Canterlot to put on a show. There was no stopping her. Also, I think I may have possibly, accidentally, oh dear, how should I put this? Well, I didn't mean to, but I cursed her!
As the Friendship Express chugged through the countryside to the capital city, Rarity clutched her dress bag protectively. Every pony deserved to look their best, and even if the garment wasn't perfect, it would still help to convince Trixie that Rarity cared about her. She really hadn't meant any harm.
Isn't it fascinating how magic can be so fickle and tricky?
Rarity laughed nervously. One minute a pony can be sending swirls of pretty light at her celebrity glammies gown, and the next she could be accidentally zapping a pony's hoof and causing an obscure curse to take effect.
Don't feel bad, Rarity, Twilight said, shooting her pal a sympathetic look. It was an accident.
The important part is that we were able to find some of the gleam berries in the castle stores, Starlight reminded every pony. The Radiance Remedy potion Twilight whipped up should work to restore Trixie.
That is, if she'll drink it, Rainbow Dash scoffed. Good luck prying a special power out of that pony's hooves.
Remember the Alicorn amulet?
The ponies all exchanged an awkward look. They knew that Trixie had apologized for the incident in which she'd exiled Twilight from Ponyville out of jealousy for her magic skills. And she had definitely changed for the better. But still, there was a sliver of doubt in each of their minds. Starlight Glimmer, however, knew a different side of Trixie. She'd come through for her on a number of occasions. Starlight owed her best friend. One way or another, I will find a way to get this tonic into her and cure Trixie. Starlight held up the bottle to the light for a closer inspection. There was barely a sip's worth inside.
Better get it right on the first try, Applejack warned with a furrowed brow. That amount there couldn't quench a flea's thirst.
One drop would do the trick.